Hi, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will lead you through a guided meditation and visualization. In order to prepare you for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you are not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You will want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 15 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and trust yourself if you receive anything, like impressions or hunches or any new perceptions about something. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. You just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and begin breathing in and out. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe. And notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. And if you haven't already done so, close your eyes. And now you find yourself in a spectacular, lush green place. You're very content to be here out in nature. There is a gentle mist that you can feel immediately. You feel the slight coolness as it reaches and touches your face and bare arms. You lean into the sensation and it helps to ground you. You can almost smell the dew that covers the many green, lush plants, bushes, flowers, and trees. You start to notice that the mist is starting to gently lift. You are witnessing the dawn of a new day. Your eyes track the sun as it's starting to come up. The sun seems to be bringing all of nature into aliveness around you. You enjoy smelling this fresh air. You look to your left and see that there's a tall man with a plaid blue shirt on. He's smiling and he's moving towards you and he's pushing a bright red wheelbarrow. You notice that there is a bluebird sitting on his shoulder. The bird is relaxed and chirping away. The man has a gardening belt with various tools and gardening gloves. He waves you over and introduces himself. His name is Baron. Baron is your inner guide on this particular journey. Baron explains he is there to help you come up with a gardening blueprint of what you want to seed now in your life. He is there to give you some helpful hints that may help you to seed and grow and nurture something new into your life. You follow Baron and he takes you to an area to the left where there's a large field of mature, fully grown sunflowers. The vividness of the bright yellow sunflowers invites you and you feel like you want to come closer. Then one of the sunflowers turns to face you. The wise sunflower says, "Each person is like the sun. You came here to shine brightly in this lifetime with the elements that are unique to your own nature. Each person is on their own journey of discovery where they are in a process of becoming and developing and evolving more into their authentic nature as they move throughout their lifetime. Your spirit is wanting you now to turn towards your own inner nature and to cultivate things in your life that bring your unique gifts into the world." The sunflower asks you to look at it and to go beyond the yellow petals and see the dark circle in the middle of its sunflower, where all the many sunflower seeds are. You need only pick one of the seeds and take it with you when you leave this place. You can incubate on it and consider in your own time and space. what is drawing you in and nudging you to reach a fuller bloom, and in what area in your life. You are grateful for this gift and wisdom from the sunflower, and you start to move out of the sunflower field. Next, Baron gives you the wheelbarrow. And when you look at the wheelbarrow handles, you see there are words written there that light up when your hands touch the handles. The words say, "Place compost here." And then Baron gently asks you, "What if you had enough of dragging around in your life that is finished and through its life cycle and needs to be let go of? Can you release what is decaying or seemingly dead and let it go into the compost? Realizing that what is in the compost can then be given back to the earth. The compost can then enrich the soil for what can be planted next." While you're pondering, you hear a slight hum, and you realize it's a buzzing sound. A large, beautiful beehive is off to the right. The hum you hear becomes more clear, and the sound becomes more organized. And finally, it morphs into a personalized message just for you. The message to you is, something has been humming within and around you for a while now. Perhaps it's already been seeded and planted, so to speak. You're prompted to answer, what do you think this new thing is that's been humming around you lately? You give yourself permission to go with first thought, best thought in response to this answer, for only you really know what it is. Baron next brings you into a planning center where you become aware of all the different types of catalogs. There are tree catalogs, catalogs on bushes, herbs, medicinal plants, flowers, vegetables, and grasses from all over the world. Regardless of what you want to bring into your own life, the same principles of care, attention, and certain actions apply as if you were wanting to grow a plant, a tree, or a vegetable. The rule of thumb is to start dreaming and scheming, paying attention to what you do want to seed now in some specific area of your life, while taking into consideration what is doable and practical given your current life situation and what amount of commitment and effort that you are honestly able to dedicate to nurturing and cultivating a new area of growth into your life. You are taken now into another room where you are looking down through a dome. You are looking down into the fields of your own life. From this higher perspective, looking into your own life, you can see what you are currently growing, and you can see that there are empty pockets within your fields where something new can be planned for and seeded. You see the words written into the fields: work, home, family, friends, key relationships, community, health and wellness, spirituality, hobbies and personal interests. And you are starting to sense which of those areas is ripe for a new seeding in your life. You see that there are areas within your fields where things are naturally dying out and coming to an end. What effort can you make, or what small action can you commit to that will have you nurturing this new seed that you do want to plant? As you prepare to leave this bountiful and beautiful garden, Baron reaches into his shirt pocket and gives you an information package about how to get started when you're ready to begin seeding something into your life. Part of the instructions: it's powerful to set a clear intention and find a specific type of seed that you do want to cultivate into your life now. Being clear helps then for you to focus on and open up to find the help and support from a pollinator, so to speak, that could help you to get the seed on its way to becoming more alive, more fully. A pollinator for your seed could be a mentor, a spiritual advisor, or a counselor, just to name a few. Or a pollinator could be a book that relates to the area that you're wanting to cultivate. It could even be a course related to what you want to grow. You can empower yourself by creating a research and development file and see what resources and support start to accumulate in there for you. You can start to talk to people that do know how to grow this particular seed and you can find out what the challenges and troubles have been for them and some of the remedies to help you get what you do want to grow in the best way possible. And now, as you're preparing to leave this space, know that you can come back here anytime. You're grateful for some of the insights and hunches and perceptions you have experienced today. So I invite you now to take a few moments and rest. And you will know when you're ready. You can start moving your fingers and your toes and come into a seated position. Take time now, if you would like, to write any notes or to journal. And I thank you so much for being with me today. And until next time, I wish you well.